The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sabine Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Let's jazz it up. Let's all get together now.
Welcome to the Laura Theodore Podcast. You may know me from my popular television show, Jazzy Vegetarian, where I feature easy and delicious vegan recipes, along with tips for living a kinder plant-based life. Now I invite you to join me here each week, where I'll welcome amazing guests to share upbeat and informative conversations featuring motivational lifestyle advice and nutritional guidance, plus lots of jazzy-licious recipe ideas. It's all served up with sensational music on the side.
Music!
So let's get talking. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Laura Theodore Podcast. I am your host, Laura Theodore. I'm so honored that you're here with me today. I hope you're having a wonderful, healthy, and happy spring because, after all, good health is the only thing that really matters. Today we have a very exciting music-themed show with my old pal, hit songwriter Billy Lee. We're going to play some beautiful music and talk with him, well, about writing hit songs in Nashville. So let's just get right to it. It is now my great pleasure to welcome hit songwriter Billy Lee, who has been a fixture in Nashville for years. As a songwriter, guitar player, and producer, Billy's songs include By My Side and the Gary Allen number one hit, The One. And he has written songs with Charles Esten, Thomas Rhett, and many, many, many other country artists. Billy writes tunes in a variety of styles, from country to rock to swing and more. And I'd like to welcome him to this program right now. How are you today, Billy?
Laura, I'll tell you what, regardless of the way today is, you make it a great day, and I appreciate the contacting you and you contacting me, so it's been so cool. I'm doing good. I'm sitting here in sun in my studio trying to make noise.
Yep, we're all trying to make noise, that's for sure. Boy, yeah. we go a long way back, and we used to write songs together, record songs together, and I've got to say I do miss that, but you certainly have achieved a great amount of success in Nashville. So, you know, you've never told me what first inspired you to move to Nashville and become a songwriter there full time.
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. I got inspired by coming down here a couple of times and seeing some friends perform, and I really liked it. And you got to understand that the Nashville that I was coming down to is not the Nashville of today. It's just a big city now. And I really liked the kind of kickback attitude. I loved the music because it was so real. And at the time, New York was getting kind of a little too expensive for me to stay, you know. So basically, for financial reasons and for musical reasons, and I came down here and I was very happy. So I made a trip a month, once a month. And I had my business in New York, so I was able to have it running when I wasn't there. And that was cool. That was a great, it was a great gift. And then at some point, I decided to buy a condo down here. And I've been here ever since. Since 2009, I really moved in the middle of 2010. The reason was I really dug the music. It was real music played by real people.
Yeah.
I couldn't turn it down.
Many years ago, during that same time, being a songwriter was really different than it is today. I think that a lot of people look at any type of show business, including the business that I'm in, the television business, the song business, the theater business, and they look at it as some kind of a real glamorous thing. But, you know, it's gotten harder and harder, and the challenges have become really different. So I was hoping you could share some of the challenges that songwriters face in the music industry as it is these days.
Oh. Well, you know, if anybody thinks it's glamorous, I'll send them a copy of my electric bill. Well, what happens is, I guess, because of the advent and introduction of shows like American Idol and The Voice and whatever else comes out that I never know about. So I had a single out a while back, which did okay. And then it's going to be the single on whatever my next album is. You know, I'm going to get to it. It's slated, but it's not definite yet when it will happen. And that's kind of cool. There's a lot of people who are slightly older, let's say, are really saying, you know, I just want to do what I do. You know, let me do it, you know.
Yeah.
And if they're not making money out of doing what they do, they might as well do it and get it out there and have people enjoy it. And I think that's really a big thing. So, yeah, songwriting has definitely become a thing. And then the sync. The whole sync world, you know, mechanical syncs for movies and soap operas and TV and all these HBO specials and Hallmark specials that come out. They're getting a lot more entries than they ever have before. So I think people that think that you can't write a great song for an artist, I'm just going to do it for sync, you know. So sometimes people think it's the easy way out. I never thought it was the easy way out. I always think, in my mind, write the best song you can. And where it falls, or does it, you know?
Yeah.
It will always be that way.
Through all this, you have continued on. You have continued to march forward, is the way I'd like to say it. And you've had quite
That's
a bit
true.
of success with this. And I would love it if you talked about, well, the fact that you received a CMA award for the most played song of the year for The One, which was a big hit song for Gary Allen. We're going to play that tune in just a minute. It was in the top 40 for 49 weeks. That's unbelievable.
9 weeks. Can you believe that?
Wow.
No, it kind of freaked me out, too.
Congratulations. But just talk a little bit about the journey to that song, how you got it to him, so that people can understand really what it takes to get a song to the top like you did with that one.
Wow. I got to tell you, that could be a whole show, two shows together, because someday I was thinking about writing a little book about, and a lot of people who have had hit records, the word journey, if we use it, whatever it is, how this thing got from your pen and guitar to, you know, to the Grammy or the Country Music Award stage is kind of weird. Basically, I had a song plugger at the time, and I co-wrote that song with a New York writer. All I did was keep pushing it. It must have been turned down a million times, and it was really an accident. I'm telling you, when I say an accident, I was pitching it to this person and pitching it to that person. And a friend of mine was managing a band called She Daisy, which was an old girl group. They were awesome. And I was just sitting in her doorway while she was making a copy so she can give it to somebody. And Gary's manager walked by and said, "Hey, what are you guys doing?" I said, "Oh, I'm just making a copy here." And he stands there for a minute. He goes, "That's a good song, man. Maybe Gary could do it." I mean, it was really that simple.
Wow.
And I said, "What, you think he can sing it?" Joking around. And it was kind of, that's what actually happened. And finally, it was presented, and then I got a call on a Sunday night from the president of the label saying, "Hey, we're interested in cutting this song." And, you know, that was what, you know, you don't really, your body's not set up to hear those words. And then he says, "Yeah." So my thing was, "So when are you going to do this?" And he said, "Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
Wow.
So there wasn't a lot of time for anything. A negotiation, just let it fly. And it flew. The artist's wife loved the song, thought that it made him sound good. And so there was all these sorts of things. And once it hit the public really takes over, you know, and they make the song, you know, the requests were unbelievable. It was playing 1,200 times a day. You couldn't turn on the radio and not hear it. So I said, what? This is crazy. But the thing that I got to say, anybody who's a songwriter and is like freaking out about getting their song cut, when somebody cuts it, it's no longer yours. It's in the hands of the universe. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. The only thing you can do is keep an eye on it. Like, who's coming out with the new stuff? And who's coming out next week with a song that might, you know, that might kick it off the charts or whatever?
Yeah.
But it was really cool. And it was a real learning experience. Then going to the CMAs was very interesting because, you know, they have these TV people there talking to all the writers of hit songs. And I was like, well, I never thought I'd be in this position, you know?
Yeah.
And they want to talk to you. I'm like, okay, let's talk. And it was just nice. It was very, very nice.
And the tune is really, really amazing. And here it is, Gary Allen, The One.
Your touch, I won't rush your heart until you feel on solid ground, until your strength is found, girl. I'll fill those canyons in your soul like a river needs you home. And I'll walk a step behind in the shadows so you shine. Just ask, it will be done, and I will prove my love until you're sure that I'm the one. Somebody else was here before. He treated you unkind. The broken wings need time to heal before a heart can fly. Girl, I'll fill those canyons in your soul like a river needs you home. And I'll walk a step behind in the shadows so you shine. Just ask, it will be done, and I will prove my love until you're sure that I'm the one. Trust in me, and you'll find a heart so true. All I want to do is give the best of me to you, and stand beside.
Wow. I love that tune. I can see why it became such a big hit. And I love what they did with it in the production. Were you happy with it when you heard it?
You know, there were a lot of things in the demo tape, the work tape that I had, that the producer heard afterwards that he used in the final production. Like, there's those kind of, like, I don't know what you call those kind of percussion instruments that are kind of Latin sounding, and I was doing that with my mouth to keep time. And when he heard it, he thought it was really cool. And so he used it and made a big deal out of it, you know. But to be honest with you, when he sat us in his office to play it, I didn't recognize it, you know, which was kind of cool until Gary started singing it. And it was great. It was really cool.
Well, congrats. And we're going to be playing another tune from Billy later on in the program today. And we've got some other tunes that we're going to be airing throughout the summer here of Billy's great tunes. And man, this has just flown by way, way too quickly. But before you leave us today, just let us know what new and interesting is coming up for Billy Lee in 2023.
Wow, I don't know. I'm just doing what I do. I write a lot. I write with a lot of writers that are trying to pump out one completed song a day. Some people write three songs a day. I'm a lot slower than that just by my nature. So I always kind of pull back. I've been working on a drum groove for a song for like 3 days. I think I finally got it. So I'm going to get back to that one after this interview. But we're all doing what we all do. And I've never stopped doing that, so I'll just continue. Because I don't know what else to do. This is it. This is me, and I have to be me. But I enjoy it. I set up my studio here in my home, which is great. I had a studio on Music Row for a while, but I love it here. It's, you know, my studio's 12 feet from my bed.
Well, that's good, and I want to thank you for being you. And for all the beautiful music that you make. And thank you so much for talking us and walking us through the process today. And I do hope we have a chance to do this again and have a beautiful 2023.
Yeah, thank you. You too. And my best to everybody around. And also, please keep in touch.
You know I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Laura.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, that's the fabulous Billy Lee, and we're going to play another fantastic tune that was recently written by Billy a little later on in the program. But right now in Jazzy News This Week, Season 10 is still airing all around the country. And of course, you can get the Season 10 companion cookbook at jazzyvegetarian.com and, of course, wherever fine books are sold. It's Jazzy Vegetarian, lively vegan cuisine that's easy and delicious. And we have a special going on the website right now for that book. And if you buy it from the website, I will sign it for you. Oh, yeah. And if you want to watch us on the Create TV network, we're there every Sunday, every Monday. In fact, we're there 4 times per week. And right now we've got Season 8 playing on the Create channel. So you want to tune into that if you're in the viewing area. And if you're in New York, you want to tune into WLIW Channel 21 every Sunday at 1 o'clock. Season 10 is airing there as well. So there's so many places to watch Jazzy Vegetarian. Of course, you want to visit jazzyvegetarian.com for all our fabulous, fabulous recipes. Which brings me to, you know what, something really special, and it's my recipe of the week.
Vegan and delicious, my recipe of the week.
This
is a good one, folks, with warmer weather here or just around the corner in so many places in the country. Here's a real easy one. It's my cucumber salad. And if you want to find the recipe on the website, you're going to go to jazzyvegetarian.com. And it's episode 310, Spectacular Summer Salads. This warm weather staple is inspired by my grandma's very old recipe. All you do is you take a few seasonal fresh ingredients paired with a pop of vinegar and a touch of maple syrup, and it makes for a truly refreshing summer salad. It's my cucumber salad. And this recipe is oil-free, and it's only 5 ingredients, not including salt and pepper, of course. This is how it goes. You're going to take one large cucumber, and you're going to peel it and thinly slice it. Now, if you have an organic cucumber or a cucumber that is not waxed, you can actually leave the peel on, or what you can do is just use your carrot peeler and peel just little strips down the edge of the cucumber and then leave some of the peel on it. And that makes for a really pretty presentation. Also, it's a great texture. So I highly suggest that. So you're going to start with that one large cucumber, a half of a large sweet or red onion, thinly sliced, 1 tablespoon of balsamic vinegar. I love the Papa Vince balsamic vinegar for this. 1 tablespoon of maple syrup, and then 1/4 teaspoon of paprika. Yeah, that adds just a little pop of flavor. Plus, you want to have a little more of that for garnish, and a little salt and pepper to taste. All you need to do is put the cucumber and the onion into a medium-sized bowl. And then you're going to make the dressing. You put the balsamic vinegar, the maple syrup, and the paprika in a small bowl and briskly whisk until smooth. I do use the sweet paprika for this, but if you want a little smoky taste, you can use the smoked paprika. You could also use the hot paprika if you really want it to be nice and spicy. Then just pour that dressing over your cucumbers, over your onions, and toss it very gently to coat. Season with a little salt and pepper if you like. And then you're going to cover it and chill it for 1 to 6 hours. You can actually make this a day ahead of time, and the flavors really meld together. It's really, really good. And before you serve it, you can sprinkle it with a little additional paprika if desired. And that's my cucumber salad based on grandma's recipe. And that's at jazzyvegetarian.com, jazzyvegetarian.com, episode 310, Spectacular Summer Salads. Oh, yeah. Well, I said we'd have a little more music from Billy Lee. And this is one I really like. This is Billy's recent pop rock single called Always. And it was written by Billy Lee, of course, with Scott Barrier and Nancy Decant. And here it is, Billy Lee, Always.
When everything is wrong and they need to chase that away. If you're lonely and you're lost and you just can't find your way. Your worries pushing on your heart and it's all too much. Gotta know that there's something right here that'll fix you up. I will always be the one who never let you down. I will always be the one who comes around, around. If you're gonna need I'll drive you back home or anywhere you need to be. Let's go to some place that we've never been before. Stick around here and we can talk and then talk some more.
Fabulous tune. I really, really love that one. That's Billy Lee and Always. Love that tune, Billy. Hope you come back and join us on the show sometime soon with more of your fantastic music. And I hope that you continue to listen to the Laura Theodore podcast each and every Wednesday right here on mindbodyspirit.fm. I know you have so many podcasts you can listen to, and I'm so honored that each and every week you choose this one to listen to. And please do spread the word, tell your friends about it, share it on social media. We'd love to have more listeners. But until next time, be happy, be healthy, and be well. From me, Laura Theodore, a.k.a. the Jazzy Vegetarian.
If you're inspired by the teachings of Dr. Wayne Dyer, you will love the Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life podcast with Nadia De La Cruz.
You are a spiritual being having a human experience. My name is Nadia De La Cruz, and I started the Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life podcast to explore spiritual topics like manifestation and meditation with guests who share their own stories of insight, awakening, and transformation. Listen now on the mindbodyspirit.fm podcast network or wherever you get your podcasts.